This is Rich Jones, host of Jacksonville's Morning News, heard weekdays from 5 to 9 a.m. on News 104.5 WOKV. Thanks for listening to our Jacksonville's Morning News podcast. If you haven't yet, subscribe to the Burrish Daily Discussion podcast and the Mark Kay Show. Don't forget, head to iTunes or Google Play and leave a review. Thanks for listening. 8:09, it's a chilly start to the Tuesday edition of Jacksonville's Morning News. We're going to stay on the dry side, though, the next 3 days. Sunny and below average in 8 on the weather meter. Mid-60s expected today after we climb out from the upper 30s to low 40s. It's really disturbing to stop and think. People may be being targeted with package bombs. Police in Austin, Texas are investigating 3 different bombs left on doorsteps that have exploded in less than 2 weeks.
When they picked them up, or in the second incident, when they brought it inside and opened it up, both of those packages detonated.
At least 2 people dead, 2 others wounded. Tony Plahetsky with our great partners at the Austin Statesman on this investigation. South by Southwest just wrapping up. There's no connection to that event, right?
No connection that police have been able to identify, but you're right. This all does come at a time when tens of thousands of visitors, really from around the globe, are in Austin. And so law enforcement officials, as you can imagine, are already on high alert and being very aware, but these incidents have taken place well away from the downtown area and where South by Southwest is occurring.
There was some reporting yesterday, Tony, about the similarities between the victims and that there may be some racial implications there. What are police saying about that?
So the police chief, after the second attack yesterday, it killed a 17-year-old African-American man. The first attack killed a 39-year-old African-American man, and the police chief said in a news conference yesterday morning that he wanted to acknowledge that both of these attacks did involve men who were minorities. The third attack happened later, and it was involved a 75-year-old Hispanic woman. So authorities really said that they wanted to point out the minority element in this case, to raise it as a possibility, but at the same time, they repeated multiple times throughout the day yesterday that they really do not have a good idea of the motivation in these attacks. And privately, law enforcement sources here are telling me they are just really baffled at this point about who and why this may be happening.
Is it leading to false alarm calls about suspicious packages being left behind?
Yes, but in fact, the police yesterday were really pushing the message of if you see anything suspicious on your doorstep, please notify authorities. If you receive a package that looks suspicious, that you were not expecting from something that you did not order, please notify authorities. And so late yesterday, police confirmed that they had received about 63 of those calls that did not end up being legitimate explosive devices.
Tony Plahetsky with our partners at the Austin Statesman. We'll stay on top of the storyline at WOKV.com. And still to come, why a special House race in Pennsylvania has implications on the November midterms.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.